With recent advances in medical research on human genes, China has been seen as an emerging market for gene testing. By testing blood or maybe other tissues, people can be informed of genetic disease and also potential talent. Businesses are now cashing in on the very natural fear, but also dreams of people to become improved versions of ourselves. So first of all, guys, tell me more about gene testing, 基因测试. What is this about?
Yeah, so genetic testing uses laboratory methods to look at your genes, which are the DNA instructions you inherit from your mother and your father. Genetic tests may be used to identify increased risks of health problems and to better help you choose treatments or assess the responses to these treatments. So maybe you're allergic to certain treatments. China's huge potential in becoming the next big market for gene testing. Companies target their life prediction service at various groups of people fitting into their particular mentality. By collecting little amounts of saliva, your future can be clearly foreseen and all risks can be averted. Most of the services online, customers will receive a test paper for them to leave their saliva on. Then they mail that saliva to the company and they receive their gene testing report. So basically, it's as simple as spitting in something, sending it to someone, and they're like, okay.
I had it done, and I spat in something, and it went to Ireland. Actually,
oh, wow.
Interesting.
That's not very nice to do that to Ireland.
No, I think they were expecting it.
It wasn't oh, goodness.
That's the least thing one would be expecting.
But look, this test, there's all sorts of reasons why it's being done. And maybe if I run through them very quickly, and then we can maybe settle on one or two to talk about it. So diagnostic testing, you mentioned, which is to see, you know, what's wrong with somebody, I guess. Mm-hmm. Then you've got predictive and symptomatic genetic tests, which I find a little bit scary. Career testing, where you can that's carrier testing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll come to career testing in a minute. Carrier testing to see whether you're likely to have your parents are passing down some problem to you. You've got prenatal testing to make sure that the pregnancy's okay. Newborn screening. I can't even say that word. It's all about drugs.
And yeah, like your reception of drugs.
Your reception of drugs. And then you've got research genetic testing. Now, I've got to admit, probably about half of those I disapprove of.
Yep.
Heavily, and half I'm fine with. But anyway, sorry, Ryan.
No, I wanted to say this is something that's like new, really new, I think, to most people. This isn't something that's like, you know, I would say in the US or the UK, we're very familiar with this. I don't think so, at least. I know that there's these websites that, like, I think it's called Ancestry.com. So if you're like me, you're a European mutt that is an American, you want to know where your family
came from. That's the one I did.
That's the one you did.
Yeah, yeah.
And can you talk about it? What was it?
Oh, no, it doesn't actually give you a huge amount of information. I mean, it differs. I'll talk about it very briefly, mm-hmm. but it doesn't. This is more complicated, this particular story. What you do is it gives you your genome. It gives you the sequence. Mm-hmm. Then it matches you with people who are already signed into Ancestry to find out whether you are likely to be related. And they can tell whether you're first cousins, second cousins, third cousins. I didn't have any connections until fifth cousins, which is really strange. Mm. But it did tell me I'm 94% British with a tiny bit of Ireland, and that's not my spit, and a tiny bit of Scandinavia. But that's all it tells. But these days, yes, it is new, and I think it's largely unregulated, where they can look at your gene sequence, and it can tell you, okay, well, these particular gene sequences mean that you could get cancer. These particular ones mean that you may have a problem with this kind of drug. So it's incredible. It is incredible. The science is absolutely amazing. But it brings amazing problems.
Yes, and it's really interesting. Whenever a new advance of technology like this one that can affect the lives of people occur, oh, there will be problems that occur with it. And right now, what you see with these so-called companies, the services that they're providing for people, is mainly, I think, at least in two areas. One in China is that, Chinese people are so focused on kids. So they want to do a gene test on the kids to see his or her potential. Mm. And then parents would send these kids to relevant training schools
this
accordingly.
This is the one I really disagree with.
Yeah.
That's one. And also another one, like you guys have said earlier about the ways of testing, that is elderly people or maybe who are people who are really health conscious, they want to know if they could be in bigger risk of cancer, for example, and they want to do a gene test as well.
I mean, yeah, so I for the elderly, I think this is definitely something that can maybe help them avert certain problems, and so I'm all about that. But as Bob had said, and I'm completely in the camp with him, there's some ethical issues that are present here. And so basically what's happening with this these children is, based off your DNA, they find out what you're good at, whether you have the ACTN3R/3 gene, which stands for physical strength or speed. And I guess 30% of Chinese people have this athletic gene. But maybe if you have this athletic gene, then you are supposed to be an athlete. Basically, by evaluating kids' potential and reading ability, network ability, verbal skills, appreciation of art, sport abilities, this way, would all come down to your genetics. And the thing is, like, are you your genetics? Like, are you limited to that? What if, you know, I'm good at something, but I want to do something else? What's more important? I was born into something, so I have to do it, or I get to do what makes me happy? You know, and in certain things, I think ignorance is bliss. Also, this comes dangerously close to setting up a type of class system where you will never be able to, with any amount of education or do anything, be able to further yourself because you were born into your class. You are only as good as your genes. So I think this is a very scary direction to go.
Oh, I think, yeah, it's worse than scary because I think it makes you go back thinking about 60 years or so to where people were trying to create a master race, because then you're looking, you're choosing.
You're breeding.
You're deciding, okay, well, these are the kind of people we think are going to be fantastic at everything, whether in looks, their physique, or whether they're going to be hyper intelligent. As it turns out, I don't think it worked.
Yeah.
So I think they proved it 60 years ago. This kind of, you know, looking at people's genes and deciding that we're going to create amazing people, it's not going to happen. There are too many other factors, I think.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people argue too, whether it's, you know, nature versus nurture. That is, like, whether you were born that way, or I think a lot of people are saying these days that these things need to be activated. These genes actually need to be activated, and some people argue it's through experiences that these genes are activated. So they can either be dormant or something happens and they're activated. So even if you have the gene, I don't think that's necessarily meaning that you're going to be, you know, the next Michael Phelps when you jump in the water.
No, but curiously, I just realized when you were just talking just now, because my father died when I was quite young, so I didn't really know very much about his early life, or, you know, never had a chance to talk to him about those sort of things. But I met people a lot later on who said to me, oh, you can do that. Your father was able to do that too. So there is a connection. There can be sort of skills and abilities that can be passed down. So I recognize that. But as Ryan said, it's a voyage of discovery in life. And I don't think you should start saying, right, well, because of this, we're going to map out the rest of your life until you die, and you'll know exactly what you're going to think and how you're going to live and what you're going to die of. I think that's wrong.
Yes, that's interesting. And also, are we able to map out a person's life? I think that is not something that this technology can bring you.
Well, if a parent can look and say, well, my child is going to be very clever at playing the piano, and then as soon as the child comes along, they make them into a pianist, then yes, you're mapping out their entire life based on a statistic.
But actually, this is questionable, because I think the technology is actually behind the business, behind as in not supporting the business, as the technology isn't advanced enough to 100% or even 60% be able to predict what will happen next, as there are so many other factors in play. So I think that's kind of questionable. And if a business is modeling off this kind of promise, I think there's a high probability that you are not going to get what you're buying. And I mean, this is the part that I think is really interesting, that the business idea seems to leapfrog before the technology and also regulations.
Well, I think it's just making a prediction, and it's trying to establish its name before this technology maybe does become some kind of mainstream thing. But I think we're dangerously close to taking humanity and turning it into a science experiment. And for me, that's really sad, because I've always thought the beauty of life is figuring out what you're good at, finding things out for yourself. That's the journey. That's where you learn about yourself. That's where you become close with yourself. Instead, you're born into something and people tell you, you're good at this. You're going to do this. This is how you were born. This is what you were made to do. We bred you for this. That doesn't sound like humanity. That doesn't sound like the world I've been born in or love. But at the same time, I see this kind of science experiment lifestyle and how it's coming into play in our lives, and how humans are literally becoming the experiment of their own scientific tests and stuff. And that's maybe something, a reality for the next generation.
And also, I wonder if, there's the happy scenario of one person who has been tested with certain genes and they excel in that area. But what about so many other people that fail to live up to that expectation? I think this is going to mess up a lot of people's lives and minds in some way. And also, I think in so many... as history has taught us in many ways, that when humans try to play God, rarely can we consider all the necessary aspects and do it successfully. So I think this is interesting when you see like humanity trying to reach for that, but can we succeed?
I mean, looking at this, I definitely think we'll be there at some point, just because because of prenatal testing, newborn screening, allergies to pharmaceuticals, and whether you are predisposed to heart disease because your dad had it, these kind of things. The DNA has it all mapped out. It is literally you in a very mapped out way. And so there's a lot of things that we can figure out. But my question is, do we always want to know?
But also, I think these tests, they talk about a predisposition, which means it is a potential danger. It's not an actual danger. It just means that if you perhaps have, for example, I know that in my family there is a predisposition towards cancer. So I know not to do the things which are going to increase my risk. So I'm not going to smoke or drink heavily. Or I'll try not to. So it's already happening. We already have certain systems in place to help us figure out what kind of lives we're going to have. I really worry about this kind of gene testing.
Yeah. Yes, and nothing's guaranteed particular here. And I just wonder if you're driving all the way according to GPS, avoiding the wrong routes or the unexpected scenarios that could pop up along the way.
Yeah, where's the joy in life if you...
Exactly. I'll leave you with that question.
It's a voyage.
You are listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Bob Jones.